Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Twyla Brown. She is a business consultant and a coach who lives here in Lexington with her husband and two children. She shared yesterday about losing her job because of the economic impact of COVID and some of what she learned about herself and God. And a lot of good nuggets in our conversation yesterday. If you missed that, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and listen to that 14-minute program. As we were wrapping up things yesterday, Twyla, you shared that, you know, on top of the surprise of losing your job last year, a few years ago, God gave you another big surprise when you became pregnant at the age of 42. And you closed by saying that eventually your husband, after listening for a while, just said, "Hey, you're selfish." And I love that because I think we're all selfish, and you have a great husband, I know, Stefan, and great marriage, but I think we're all selfish, but we really don't realize that, do we, until something like that unexpected happens, and it just changes our plans, right?
Right, right. I had plans. I had this big, cool job that I was doing. I got to travel, and, you know, I received a promotion with that job. So financially, it was like, oh, great. Like, you know, my oldest son was going into kindergarten, so daycare expenses were going out the door, and, you know, we weren't doing diapers or any of those things anymore. And so it was finally to that place where I said, like, this is the season of life where we're going to be able to save money and, like, work on our retirement and all of those things. And honestly, I don't think I had shared with you before, but we had fertility issues getting pregnant with Finn. And so, you know, he was kind of like our miracle baby and another child. Like, back before I was 40, I would have said, yeah, let's have another baby. But it just wasn't really in the cards. And I was happy with the one child God had blessed us with. And so I was really past wanting more children at that point. And like I said, you know, yesterday, my husband was 52. And so when I found out I was pregnant, it rocked my world because it was messing up my plans, number one. And secondly, you know, I was thinking about, like, my poor husband, like, was he going to have a heart attack when I tell him this? And, you know, just thinking about him and, you know, being older. And so I was nervous to tell him just because, you know, it was shocking to me at almost 42. So I couldn't imagine being 10 years older and hearing that I'm going to do this all over again. But yeah, so, you know, I told him and he actually took the news really well. And then over the course of the next several days, you know, he was wrapping his head around it pretty well. And I was just still, like, really feeling, like, mad, like, wait a second, God, this is not, like, we're doing me now. Like, this is Twyla time and we're on the Twyla program and this is not part of her plan. And so, yeah, I you know, I told you yesterday, like, we were laying in bed just talking and he just finally looked at me and he's like, "You're selfish." And in that moment, I was kind of okay with hearing that because I was like, yeah, like, this is not how this was supposed to go. And even, you know, recently I was looking back through my prayer journals of, you know, kind of that season of life. And finally I got over that hump of kind of being mad, but, you know, just over and over, just like saying to God, like, okay, like, you're in control. I don't know why you're doing this, but, like, you know, help me to be okay with it. And it really took me probably that whole pregnancy to get to a place where I was okay with it. It was just hard to swallow because, you know, like I said, like, it was just not in my plans. But he had some important things to teach me. So
yes,
and
yes.
It's still teaching me.
Amen. I understand that completely. I'm thinking about Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, yep, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. And yep, for somebody listening today, whether it's a job loss, an unexpected pregnancy, or maybe an unexpected divorce, I mean, there's so many things that can change in just one phone call, you know, one text, one email. But I want to encourage you that God is still on the throne today and that he has not forgotten you. And I remember when my brother got fired as the basketball coach at the University of South Carolina, and he sent me a text right after the meeting with the athletic director, and he said three things that I've never forgotten. This happened, I think, 10 years ago now, but number one, he said, "I got let go." Number two, "I'm okay." Number three, "God is still on the throne."
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody listening today, I think you need to hear that God is still on the throne, even though your circumstances may be crazy and look discouraging or maybe even hopeless, mm-hmm. yet God is a God of more than enough, and God will make a way when there seems to be no way. And you've heard my story, you've heard thousands of others on Hope Is Here over the past 3.5 years, and you've heard it with Twyla, but mm-hmm. I want to encourage you to trust that. You know, you share some of the verses that have spoke to you, and one of the ones that I think is so hard when life is not going our way, you share with me one of your life verses, is Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Can you read that for
yeah.
us?
Yeah. So, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And that has been a great, great verse. Gosh, this year, really, like, especially in the season of being at home, like, every day I'm, like, praying with my kids. I'm like, and help us to be humble and kind, and let's bear with one another. And then I'm explaining to my kids what this means, and I'm like, and bear with one another means put up with each other, okay? Like, some days we just have to put up with each other. But, I mean, in all the situations, even, you know, talking about my pregnancy, like, my husband had to just put up with me. And so, yeah, I think, you know, really thinking about just, you know, how are we clothing ourselves and just having that humility, like, you know, in an unplanned pregnancy like that, like having to be humble and just say, like, you know, okay, God, like, this is your will, and it's obviously better than mine because I'm a flawed human and you're a perfect God. And I also wanted to, you know, put out the disclaimer, like, I went through fertility struggles. So I also then was having a lot of guilt about, like, why am I so unhappy about this? Mm. And, you know, Stefan said to me, he said, you know, we should feel lucky, like, the God is choosing us to have another child. Like, he is, you know, entrusting us to, like, raise another person. And so, you know, those were all things that I had to work through and just humble myself to and swallow that pride and repent of those feelings of, you know, unhappiness or anger or, you know, whatever. And so, you know, because I know what it's like to walk the other side of that road. And so I hope that, you know, no one out there that might be struggling with fertility hears this and, you know, is you know, unhappy with me. But because I know both sides.
Well, so, yeah. And I think it's an important part of your story that you yeah. share that, because, you know, it's like a lot of people, until I went through a bankruptcy, I used to judge people and go, be a right. better business person. Until I went through divorce, be a better husband or a better wife.
Right.
And so until you go through something yeah. where you have loss or disappointment or, you know, it doesn't happen, especially that when you're trying to conceive a child, it can be really painful. So you've experienced both sides.
Yeah, both sides.
And I think God does that to allow us to help minister other people and show compassion and kindness and gentleness and patience, because
yes.
we all need it, because even though I've never been selfish, you know, Twyla has, and so for those of you listening, totally kidding, I've been called out on that too numerous times in my life. All right, let's talk about now what God is showing you. It's a new thing. He said
yeah.
he's going to, new season in your life, in that verse in Isaiah 43:19. What has God been doing new since your job position was eliminated last August?
Yeah, well, a few things. You know, I've really enjoyed intentionally discipling my kids, like I told you. And through, like, even all of this whole COVID and, like, you know, churches being shut down or just people, you know, opting to worship from home, we have an awesome life group. And so we have stayed extremely connected with each other, whether it's, you know, warm weather and we're doing driveway church or doing Zoom on Sunday mornings together. But the one thing I started to really kind of feel burdened about was, like, our kids aren't being fed. Like, you know, as adults, we were, I think, maybe, like, in even deeper community and just, like, you know, exploring the word and application to our lives than ever before. But our kids were not getting it. And so I was like, okay, I'll host Zoom kids on Sunday mornings. And so that has been an interesting thing, to not just disciple my own kids, but to kind of, like, you know, we think of all the kids in our life group as, like, we're like a little village, a tribe helping each other. And so really being intentional with these other children has been really fulfilling and fun. And so that's something that I've explored. And then, you know, I think I had shared with you that I had a couple of words that I had chosen for this year. Like, I always choose a word. So I had two words this year. One was pray and one is joy, choosing joy every day. Like, no matter what, we're going to choose the joy. But with the word pray, And also with that verse, Jeremiah 29:13, like really spending more time with God. I think he was calling me like to be in his presence more. And so prayer has been a big focus. And then it's just been kind of like funny how like God works and like these things line up in my life where like prayer has really become such a focus. And so I know you and I are part of a group where we've kind of been going through Draw the Circle together and really praying through some things for 40 days, which is really cool. But also
Draw the Circles by Mark Batterson. Great, great.
So
book.
Good. Yep. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So that's really called me into a community of prayer and really being intentional in, you know, the things that I talk to God about and how and when and all those things. But also I got for my kids a book. Elizabeth Hasselbeck has a book for kids called Flashlight Night. And it's a great book about just, you know, there's nothing too big or too small to talk to God about, and that he's not always going to answer the way you think. And sometimes it'll get a yes quick, but sometimes it'll take a long time. And so anyway, long story short, this book inspired me. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm telling my husband, I think I'm going to paint a chalkboard on our wall, and we're going to start using it as a prayer wall. And so, and I amazingly got him on board with this, which was like an act of God in and of itself. So I did. I turned a wall into a chalkboard, and, you know, we put our prayers up there, and there's big things, and there's little things, and I think it's important. Our kids are seeing that mom and dad have prayers, too. There's things that we are concerned about and that God is working in our lives. And so really intentional about saying to my kids, like, look what God's done. Remember, we were talking to him about this and this has happened, or we're still waiting to hear from God about this. But we're going to keep talking to him about it. And so I think that's been a really sweet thing for our family and encourages our friends when they come over. People are adding things to the wall when they come over. So
well, I love it. It was really cool. You showed me a picture of it, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because I think, you know, ma'am, they were saying more is caught than taught. And so for your kids to see that and that foundation of prayer, and you've made it fun and colorful, and we'll try to post a picture of this with the podcast later today at hopeishere.today. But it's kind of cool as you've seen God answer some prayers that you put on this board over the past 8 months, right?
We have, yeah. You know, some of the things on there that were important to me was kind of starting this consulting business. And I've had a few different opportunities to do that. And so, you know, and I've been really intentional to say, like, look, God's already moving right here. Like, this is something that I asked him, you know, to do, and he's already working. And so I can't wait to see, you know, what else is to come from it. But definitely, you know, some answers to prayers. I have a friend who was looking for a job, and, you know, we've seen him answer her prayer. And so, yeah.
Well, it's just really, really cool. And so I know people are looking for creative ways to teach their kids about prayer. And even us adults need sometimes a fresh way to pray. So I hope you'll check this out. Another thing that God has done that I thought was just so cool from one of our meetings, this vision board thing that you put together. Unfortunately, we don't have much time, so I don't want to just ask you to talk about it. But tomorrow we're going to be with Twyla Brown for one more program. And she's going to talk about this thing called a vision board. And I've seen some of those. I participated in one, but she also put a notebook together with it. And it was just one of these things where sometimes you just see something, you're like, man, God's really going to work in that. And I know for a lot of you, you're like me, you're like, oh my goodness, it's April. We're already almost going to be done with 4 months of this year. And you just kind of need a reset. And so we're going to be talking about this vision board that she does with her life and this notebook that she's put together, and going to be an opportunity coming up in May that you could participate. She's going to have a workshop where she'll teach you how to do one of these, and be a great chance to maybe in June get a reset and finish 2021 strong and fulfill the plans that God has for your one and only life. So join us again tomorrow as we'll continue our conversation with Twyla Brown on Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.